With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. The Monterey Museum of Art is beginning an artist-in-residency program. The plan is to host international artists to bring different perspectives to the area. Spanish artist Paz de la Calzada is the first artist-in-residence. KAZU's Dylan Music spoke with De La Calzada about the art installation she's working on while she's here.
Paz de la Calzada staples pieces of astroturf or fake grass to the white walls of the main stairwell in the Monterey Museum of Art in downtown Monterey.
And it's pretty safe and secure.
She's sculpting astroturf into the shape of the Monterey cypress trees. You've probably seen them before. They're the irregular, flat-topped, bluish-green trees found in places like Carmel, Pacific Grove, and Pebble Beach. They resemble the trees in the Dr. Seuss book, The Lorax.
This is such a beautiful, incredible tree. It actually goes with the wind. The wind informs how the tree is going to look like, sculpted by the wind.
I follow De La Calzada as she continues to staple the plastic Monterey cypress cutouts throughout the museum stairwell. It creates the feeling of walking through a forest. She calls the installation Bucolica Californica.
I say bucolica. Yeah, I think that the title is a little bit like, it's not a joke, but obviously, Bucolica Californica is an imitation of the Latin names for plants. So I just translated that into like the Latin name, you know.
What is your hope that people here in Monterey or people visiting this installation will get out of this experience?
Well, I mean, I think that it's a double message. The message is be thoughtful about plastic in general, because it can be very appealing and beautiful and nice. So I basically encourage like not using plastic, or if you use it, don't throw it away, do something creative. And look at things from more a sustainable point of view. Like if you want something green in your garden, try to do your best to create something that is natural.
While De La Calzada is creating the installation in downtown Monterey, she's living about 5 minutes away in a studio at the museum's La Mirada Cultural Center.
Yeah, it's an old adobe house that has been growing over the years, and it's this beautiful mansion that is very well preserved. I'm psyched and I'm very grateful to be the first artist in residence. And I believe that what they want to bring is like international artists who can reactivate a little bit the scene in Monterey somehow, and do meaningful work maybe with the community and actively participate in events.
Events like the one that's happening tomorrow evening at 6 at the Monterey Museum of Art on Pacific Street. It's called the Ferment Event, celebrating sustainability through probiotic hot sauce, beer, cider, interactive art, and live music. De La Calzada says that she may even serve up a Monterey cypress-infused cocktail there in honor of her installation. Bucolica Californica will be on display at the museum through December. The Monterey Museum of Art is a supporter of KAZU. I'm Dylan Music. This is KAZU News.